All right, we're back with Tab News. I'm Jennifer Rash.
And I'm Debbie Campbell.
And we are talking with Sally Erickson from Bellingrath Gardens and Home here in the Mobile area. We understand that this is a busy time of the year, Sally. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at Bellingrath.
It is very busy. It's a very magical time of year. It's our favorite time of year at Bellingrath. We're getting ready for Magic Christmas and Lights to open the day after Thanksgiving. But right now, for those of you who are in town, we've got our fall outdoor cascading chrysanthemums display in the gardens. The buds are just starting to open. We've got our mum watch on the website, bellingrath.org, and so that's updated daily with photos of the chrysanthemums, and this is a really special display. It represents 10 months worth of work by our horticultural staff, and this is the 56th year that we have had the cascading chrysanthemums display.
Ooh, tell me what, that just sounds pretty, yeah. Just even the description.
Well, these are not your mums, rounded mums that you get at Lowe's. These are cascading chrysanthemums. They're usually about 4 feet long, and they're hung on bridges and balconies throughout the gardens.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it's a really spectacular display.
So a variety of colors.
Oh, yes, all your favorite fall colors. And I wanted to tell everyone about Magic Christmas and Lights, too, because that opens soon. We do have a preview party coming up on November 24th, which is a fundraiser for Bellingrath Gardens and Home Foundation. And that foundation helps us put on all of our programs throughout the year at Bellingrath Gardens and Homes. So we're hoping a lot of people will buy tickets and want to come to our preview party and help us raise money to support the foundation. But Magic Christmas and Lights itself opens on November 29th. It always opens the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Then it continues nightly from 5 to 9 p.m. at the gardens. We're only closed on December 25th and also closed on New Year's Day. The last day is December 31st.
Oh, great.
So. What kind of traffic do you get through the gardens during the holiday season?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I do think some people worry about planning their visit around the traffic. I always encourage people to try to come the first 3 weeks because before school gets out, the traffic is very, very light.
Okay.
When you get closer to Christmas, of course, it will get a little heavier. It's almost Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights when you get closer to Christmas that it's a little bit of traffic. But if you get on the road about 5 o'clock, it's really not bad. And another rule of thumb for me is just to remind people that Bellingrath takes about exactly 30 minutes from downtown Mobile, just to help you orient yourself. I do think sometimes the length of the drive surprises some people. But if you left, say, at 7 p.m. on the Saturday closest to Christmas, you can expect to sit in a little bit of traffic. You know, I warned you. I told you. Don't do that.
How long does it take to walk through and see the Christmas lights?
Well, it depends on if you've got young children with you who want to run. Because we see a lot of kids really get excited about Bellingrath. And so those families with children who are running around, it's going to take you maybe about 30 to 45 minutes. Those of you who want to take your time, it's more a little more of an hour. I always encourage people to visit the Bellingrath home as well when they're there. That is a 30-minute guided tour. You learn a lot about the Bellingrath's history, and those tours take place at night also during Magic Christmas and Lights. You can sign up when you arrive, and they are about 30 minutes, and they are every hour on the hour. So you can plan your trip around that, too. Another thing I get a lot of questions about is buying tickets to Magic Christmas and Lights. You can buy them online at bellingrath.org ahead of time if you want to. That's no problem. The ticket comes with a date on it. That date is not set in stone. If you buy a ticket for December 21st and you want to wait and go on December 23rd, not a problem. The ticket is good for any night during Magic Christmas and Lights. So I don't want people to be anxious about that date. That's just one of those things that comes on brown paper tickets. So another thing to remember, though, is we don't really have a limit on tickets. You can show up any time during the day or the evening and get a ticket. You're not going to be turned away. One of the things I noticed last year when we got closer to time, we had long lines. People were very anxious that, A, they were not going to get in, and B, that once they got in, the lights were going to go off at 9. And neither is the case. The lights stay on until everybody's had a chance to visit.
Wow.
We don't push anybody out. We don't rush anybody. And if you're in line at 8:45, we are not going to cut you off at 9 and say you can't get in. We're going to keep selling tickets until everybody gets in.
Just bring the second shift in, right?
Right. We want to make sure everyone has a good time. We also have had fun things like people want to show up with their own little light display and then make a marriage proposal, which is great. We love that. And so we're very accommodating. I wanted to make sure everybody knew about that. The last couple of years, we've had a lot of marriage proposals, which is just so romantic. And I also wanted to mention, we do have some choirs coming for the first 3 weeks. We always have choirs the Sunday nights through Thursday nights. And the schedule is going to be on bellingrath.org later today. But I did want to mention Excel Baptist Church will be performing on Sunday, December 1st at 6 p.m. And then also Hamilton Baptist Church Choir will be performing on Tuesday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. And those, all of these different concerts that we have, it's a whole bunch of different groups from all across the Gulf Coast. That's included in Gardens Admission. Those are just kind of free concerts that you can enjoy when you come and enjoy your entire Magic Christmas and Lights experience.
Adds to the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. It really does. It really does.
Wow, so two Alabama Baptist churches will be there. That's
fantastic. Yes, we're so proud of that. It's great that we have such a variety, too. We have people coming from Mississippi, Pensacola, all kinds of different choirs, and Sarah Lynn Satsuma. It's always fun to see who all's coming. And I did want to mention also, Magic Christmas and Lights is nominated by USA Today in their annual Readers Contest to select the top 10 best botanical holiday light displays. I encourage everyone to vote at 10best.com. Very easy to do, and everyone can vote once a day for Magic Christmas and Lights, which is, of course, our local treasure and our pride and joy.
If a church is interested in bringing a group, do they send you a tape? Do they try out? How do they selected?
If you want to come and perform, we trust that you know what you're doing.
Okay.
So
it could be funny, right?
Yeah, we think it'd be great. Yeah, this year we're actually going to have some Irish dancers, too.
Okay.
We've never done that before. We take anyone who wants to come, pretty much. I mean, we're not really strict about that. The gist of it is, you know, you want to come, you want to enjoy the gardens and Magic Christmas and Lights, and you want to spread Christmas cheer. We want to make that happen.
Right.
Oh, fun. Well, you are making me want to be Christmassy. This is fun. All right. Well, Bell and Greth has been a great partner with the Alabama Baptist for years, so we thank you for your partnership, and thank you for what you do. And the story behind the Bell and Greth home is very intriguing if you ever have a chance to read about it. I know we've covered that in the past in the Alabama Baptist, and just a sweet story.
It really is a very touching story, and it's also a very American story. Just, you know, pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps, starting up your own Coca-Cola franchise, and just making your fame and fortune that way. It's just wonderful.
And I think, was it Miss Bellingrath that would pay full price for some things that when there was a lot of poverty in the area, and she would help out the community by purchasing items, but hey.
She was really known for her generosity, but she didn't want to let that word out.
Right.
And she would go in if somebody had a camellia bush in the yard and she knew that person was in dire straits, which many people were during the Depression, she would arrange to try to buy it for $300, which, of course, in today's money, that was probably more like $30,000.
Wow.
The family would be amazed, and then she would get her bush, and she would know that she had helped someone.
Such a sweet soul there. Oh, mm-hmm. Goodness. Well, Sally, thank you so much. We are excited now for Christmas.
Right.
And thanks for sharing a little bit about what's happening.
Thank you.